You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Five NFL teams selected three Big Ten players. So we continue our look around the NFL after the 2021 NFL draft with one of those five teams. And we start with the Dallas Cowboys. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, wherever you may be. And on today's episode, as we look around the National Football League to see where the Big Ten's best talent now translates at the next level, we go to the star today, to Dallas, Texas, and look in with the Cowboys to see the three Big Ten players the Cowboys selected and how they fit now with that new scheme. So we bring on the host of Locked On Cowboys. It is Marcus Mosier, who is one of the co-hosts, along with Landon McCool, who does a great job covering the Cowboys on a daily basis for the Locked On Podcast Network. Marcus, pleasure to have you here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Ben. This is exciting. We don't get to talk about Big Ten football all that often here with the Cowboys, so this should be a lot of fun.
I know. I feel like the Big Ten and Texas really don't go hand in hand often, but at least we are able to discuss this. Now, before we dive into the three Big Ten players that the Dallas Cowboys selected in this 2021 NFL draft, how was draft weekend for you? I'm sure it's filled with hoopla and a lot of craziness as you're trying to cover that for Locked On Cowboys.
It's just a crazy weekend, starting like Thursday morning with all the drama and all the rumors and stuff, and it extends all the way to Sunday night when we start getting into the 2022 mock drafts. It's crazy, it's weird, it's silly, but it's so much fun.
I was watching your and Landon's episode after the 2021 NFL draft, your recap of everything, and I love what you said pretty early on. Let's set the stage here. We're going to really do deep dives into each and every player the Cowboys selected and even some of the undrafted free agents, because we have some time now until we really get to training camp and the thick of football season. So we have some time to deep dive and go through these prospects. So I'm going to ask you about the Big Ten players that now find themselves as a member of that Cowboys organization. Of course, we start with the first pick the Cowboys made this past Thursday night, 12th overall in the first round, Micah Parsons, the linebacker out of Penn State. Were you happy with that selection at that point in the first round, Marcus?
I wasn't, to be honest. I just thought the Cowboys have already invested so much into the linebacker core with, you know, Leighton Vander Esch, who's a first-round pick, Jalen Smith, who they gave a big contract to. I just didn't necessarily see the need for a linebacker at number 12. And then on top of that, there's some questions about Parsons' fit in this defense. He didn't play in the 2020 season. So I maybe thought there was better players available, but I get it. Listen, the Cowboys had Micah Parsons as the best defensive player in the class. They stuck to their board, and they took him. So kudos to them for doing that.
There are some great linebackers a part of that Cowboys team right now. There's been some discussion, I know, about the contract of Leighton Vander Esch, but Jalen Smith's still there as well. How quickly do you expect Micah Parsons to make an impact for that Cowboys defense?
Day one. I mean, if you spend the number 12 pick on a linebacker, he's going to play a lot. And whether it's as a middle linebacker or as a weak side linebacker, we're even hearing defensive coordinator Dan Quinn talk about using him as like a pass rusher. He is going to find the field. And here's the thing, Ben. He might already be their best linebacker. Like, there's just not many guys out there that are 6'3", 245 pounds, and play with his type of speed and athleticism. You can bet that he's going to be on the field week one, and I would be shocked if he's not in a starting role.
And that's the thing about Micah Parsons. The knock against him is really some of the coverage skills he has, but the athleticism to go side to side on the field and, of course, get downhill and really frustrate things in the backfield, whether it's on a rush or a passing play and getting after the quarterback, that's what Micah Parsons possesses. So, as you said, you're a little bit skeptical of that pick. You thought maybe the Cowboys could have gone other places. What do you want to see out of Parsons early on in training camp, maybe fall or a rookie mini camp as well, that will make you feel a little bit more assured about Micah Parsons being a part of that Dallas defense?
So you mentioned the coverage ability. I think that is probably my biggest concern. And it's not because he has been bad in coverage. It's just we haven't really seen it, right? Because he is a former defensive end who kind of plays like a former defensive end at linebacker. And I think Penn State did a fantastic job of putting him in a scheme that allows him to utilize his strengths, right? Come downhill, blitz off the just be a playmaker. I want to know what can he do in covers if he's in a zone or matched up against a tight end one-on-one. We didn't get to see him in 2020. And I do imagine that he's worked on this since the end of the 2019 season. So when he's going up against, let's say, an Ezekiel Elliott coming out of the backfield, or he's being asked to drop 30 yards downfield in this cover three scheme, what does he look like? If he's comfortable and he's smooth, and I anticipate that he will be, I think a lot of people who are skeptical about the pick will be really excited because, again, there's just not many linebackers like him that are that big, that athletic. If he can show some improvements in coverage and show that he's not going to be a liability, I think we'll get really, really excited about his potential.
And Dallas focused on that defense in the 2021 NFL draft early on. Their first picks were on the defensive side of the ball, and their second pick out of three from the Big Ten Conference was also a defensive player, that being the defensive end out of Iowa in Chauncey Golston. Did you like that pick where it fell in the third round?
It felt a little bit high, but it's nothing to be too concerned about. Chauncey Golston is a good player, right? You watch him at Iowa, and all that kid did was make plays and play his tail off. And I think that's the kind of guy that you want, you know, in a rotation, right? Somebody that can play multiple spots, somebody whose motor goes at 110 miles per hour all the time. He's not the most athletic and twitchy defensive lineman, but all he does is produce. I think he's going to be an incredible run player right away. I do think he's somebody who the Cowboys just didn't have a lot of depth on the defensive line. I think he can come in, fill the third or fourth defensive end spot, and be a contributor right away. The ceiling, again, not as high as some of the other defensive linemen picked in this draft, but I think the floor is relatively high.
Yeah, you mentioned that ceiling. Do you think with some development at the next level in the NFL that his upside is rather high for Chauncey Golston?
Probably not, just because the overall athleticism is just middling, right? He's just not a fantastic athlete. You can see it when you watch him on film. He just doesn't have that same burst that we've seen, you know, some of the other, you know, Big Ten defensive linemen like Jason Oye come out, you know, this year. He doesn't have that juice, but that doesn't mean he can't be a productive player in the NFL. I think 4 to 6 sack type of player a year is what we can get out of it.
I mean, hey, the Dallas Cowboys going to the Big Ten to try to shore up some of that talent on the defensive side of the ball. It makes me very happy to see. The final pick the Cowboys had in the 2021 NFL draft came in the 7th round. It was on the offensive side of the ball, one of the offensive linemen out of Nebraska in Matt Farniok. Where do you think he fits in now with this Dallas team?
Yeah, so last year the Cowboys took another Big Ten offensive lineman, Tyler Biadasz, at the end of the 4th round. He is their starting center. They feel really, really good about it. Now they're just looking at depth, and I think there's a chance he could potentially become the next Joe Looney, this backup inside guy that can play multiple positions. I think that's where he fits in well. He might not make the active roster. It might depend a little bit on some of the players ahead of him, but look for him to compete for a roster spot. I also want to mention one more Big Ten guy that the Cowboys actually signed as an undrafted free agent, Nick Eubanks from Michigan, a tight end who fairly highly regarded coming out of high school, didn't produce a lot at Michigan. None of those receivers really did with some of the quarterback play there. He's a little bit older, but he does have the body and I think the athleticism to potentially catch on as a third or fourth tight end in the league. Just somebody else I wanted to mention since we're talking about the Big Ten here.
Hey, we can talk selections. We can talk undrafted free agents. However you want to break down the Big Ten playing for the Dallas Cowboys, you let me know. So that actually leads me to another question there between Nick Eubanks, who was undrafted and signed as a free agent, or Matt Farniok, who was drafted in the 7th round. Which one of those guys do you think has a better shot of making the 53-man roster?
Eubanks, and I think it's because of the lack of tight end depth the Cowboys have. After Blake Jarwin and Dalton Schultz, there's not a lot there. And Eubanks' main competition, it's actually going to be one of his former teammates, Sean McEwen, who they signed as a tight end from Michigan the year before. So I think one of McEwen and Eubanks is going to take that tight end 3 spot. I just think that's a more open position than what the backup offensive line spot is now.
Really, when you think about the NFL draft, it's like finding a diamond. You want that flashy new thing for your organization that's going to lead to a lot of wins and success for your NFL team. So this episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, Arizona, 10 female designer masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, which is on Sunday, by the way, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into their life. They're now available through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. I checked some of these out looking for something for my mom for Mother's Day, and I'm blown away by the beautiful, simple ring from Lola Fenhurst. It is absolutely beautiful. The symbolism is so cool. So if you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. 10 by 10 on the Big Ten Locked On Big Ten podcast with Big Ten Ben. We could go all day with the symbolism there. 10 by 10 for Big Ten Ben at Locked On Big Ten, only at BlueNile.com. If I was participating in the NFL draft, which I never will be, unfortunately, my glory days of playing high school quarterback are far behind me, but if I was ever in that pre-draft process, a huge part of my diet for my training regimen would be Built Bar, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever that is packed with nutrients to leave you feeling good. What is your favorite Built Bar flavor? Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavors? And when you talk to a Built Bar fan like myself, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. Here are the 9 staples: coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, which is my favorite, double chocolate, and salted caramel. So there's something for everyone. Know what my favorite flavor is? Like I mentioned, it's that peanut butter brownie, although double chocolate and salted caramel just very close behind. If you haven't tried all the flavors yet, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. And not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. That is how good it is for you. So order today and get that raspberry or mint brownie or peanut butter brownie or whatever you like. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Want to add on a little something to your mom's Mother's Day gift? Most of the moms I know love Built Bar. So once again, use that promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, to get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So the Cowboys focused on defense. 2 selections out of the Big Ten Conference on the defensive side of the ball, 1 on offense. How they all fit into that 53-man roster of the Dallas Cowboys with the host of Locked On Cowboys, Marcus Mosier. So you mentioned that the Big Ten and Texas don't really normally go hand in hand. The Cowboys talking Big Ten country, not necessarily a usual thing. Do you know what the scouting process was like, though, in this weird 2020 college football season, to mainly maybe highlight some of those Power 5 competition and focus on that skill set and that talent of player?
Well, let's start with Micah, because I think the first time that the Cowboys, and not the area scouts, because the area scouts, they see these guys all the time, but Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, Will McClay, the 3 decision makers for this team, they were hosting Penn State in that game against Memphis, Micah Parsons' final game at AT&T Stadium. Yeah. They saw him firsthand, and I think that was the first time the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, thought, hey, if we get a chance to grab this player, let's not pass him up. Because if you remember that game, Micah Parsons was absolutely phenomenal. I still say today that's the best linebacker game I've ever seen. We do know the Cowboys have scouts all over the place. They scout the Big Ten very, very frequently. It's just different when you see those guys in your stadium and you see them on your field. It gives you a real idea of what they might be able to become in the NFL.
You mentioned a great game in 2019. I believe that was the Cotton Bowl, right, against Memphis?
Yes, yes. And
that was a really highlight for that Penn State team that then the following year suffered a little bit. I'm surprised, based on that game, Marcus, maybe they didn't reach to go draft Pat Freiermuth, the tight end on that team, because he had a couple of highlight plays against the Memphis Tigers that I remember inside AT&T Stadium that I was like, whoa, this guy can run through anybody out there. But Micah Parsons obviously showing that as well. So you mentioned that the Dallas Cowboys are trying to improve that defense, shore it up a little bit. Micah being the first selection they had in the draft, even Chauncey Golston taking that in the 3rd round. Do you expect those guys to maybe play together? Do you think Chauncey becomes a regular member of that Dallas defensive rotation?
I do. There's just not a lot of other guys that he's going to be competing with at that spot. I mean, I think it's pretty likely he's the fourth defensive end at worst this season. I think he could climb all the way up into maybe the starting lineup because they just don't have a lot of depth there. DeMarcus Lawrence is constantly banged up. He's playing through injuries. He doesn't miss a ton of time, but the Cowboys want to limit his snaps. Randy Gregory, a former Big Ten guy from Nebraska, we know about all of his issues. After that, there's just not a lot of depth. So I do expect Golston to play. I expect Micah Parsons to be on the field an absolute ton. And for the Cowboys to get creative and try to find ways to pressure the quarterback. And I do want to say one more thing about the Penn State connection. Sean Lee, who retired last week, did say that he's going to stick around the team a little bit. One of Micah's first calls once he was a Dallas Cowboy came from Sean Lee. So I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Lee stays around the Dallas area, mentors Micah Parsons, who he is a big fan of.
Penn State has the nickname to be Linebacker U. Sean Lee, a huge portion of that during his time in Happy Valley, of course, a longtime staple of that Dallas Cowboy defense as well. Micah Parsons, if he could even fill half of those shoes, I think it would be a very successful NFL career. So Marcus Mosier, the host of Locked On Cowboys. Any questions for me, the guy that calls himself Big Ten Ben, about what any of these prospects bring to the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious, what is the national perspective of Micah Parsons? Because we've seen a lot of like great linebackers come into the draft over the last couple of years with Devin White and Devin Bush and Isaiah Simmons, if you want to call him a linebacker. Does the Penn State faithful or the Big Ten faithful believe that this is the best linebacker prospect to come out of Penn State, you know, in the last decade or so?
You mentioned the Cotton Bowl to cap off that 2019 season where Micah Parsons made his stamp on that game, really to kind of culminate a fantastic 2019 campaign for Micah and that Penn State defense. He was one of the players I was most looking forward to hopefully seeing in the 2020 Big Ten football season, because I thought not only was he the best defender in all the Big Ten conference, but one of the best defensive players in all of college football. And I thought having that athleticism and that speed and that tenacity for that Penn State team could really make them rival Ohio State at the top of the Big Ten East. Of course, what happened with the Big Ten Conference being in the football season getting taken away and then coming back and then getting taken away again, all the stuff that went into even just playing the 2020 Big Ten football season, it wasn't shocking by any means to see Micah Parsons opt out and focus on his NFL future because, as we all know, Micah Parsons was going to be a guaranteed first-round selection at some point when he went to the NFL draft. But I think a lot of people around the Big Ten Conference look at Micah Parsons and think he has just generational-type talent, where he will be a staple in the NFL. He was one of the best linebackers we have seen in the Big Ten Conference for the past 5 to 7 years. So I think that Micah Parsons really possesses that talent. Like you mentioned, has to work on some of the things that he can do at the next level in coverage, because that's a huge portion of playing linebacker in today's current NFL climate. But I think he has the talent and the athletic traits on the bottom line to be able to do that. And some of the character questions that followed him in this pre-draft process was nothing necessarily new to people that had followed Penn State or the Big Ten Conference in general, but I think the talent outweighs that as Micah Parsons now looks to be a staple of that Dallas Cowboys defense for many years to come. So after this conversation with Marcus Mosier, if you're feeling pretty confident about the Dallas Cowboys and how they might project for the 2021 NFL season with some of the Big Ten's best talent on the defensive side of the ball for them, you can go to betonline.ag and place a wager on the Dallas Cowboys to win the NFC East. In fact, when you go to BetOnline, you can see the Cowboys are the favorite right now with the best odds to win the NFC Beast, as some would call it, at plus 120. The football team is at plus 225. They also selected three Big Ten players, the New York Giants at plus 425, and the Philadelphia Eagles in fourth at plus 550. We have a long way to go until football season, but BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be a while away, but baseball season is in full swing. The NBA and NHL are coming down the home stretch of the playoffs, and you can always find UFC and MMA action on BetOnline as well. So before the next pitch, head to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus. That's right, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON. The promo code is Locked On. You get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, and all that happens at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So So the Cowboys, one of the five NFL teams that selected three Big Ten players. We continue our look around the NFL to see what NFL teams best highlighted that Big Ten talent in the 2021 NFL draft. We will do that tomorrow and the remainder of this week. That is the focus of the Locked On NFL Network's channel of podcast as well, because you know the Locked On NFL team, like Marcus Mosier and his co-host Landon McCool, are keeping you updated on how the recently drafted and even undrafted free agents project at the next level. Make sure to keep it locked with the Locked On Podcast Network's NFL channel. We round out our conversation with Marcus Mosier about the Big Ten players now finding themselves in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, last question. I know we're a couple months away from the college football season, but give Cowboy fans who love the draft a couple players to keep an eye on for this upcoming season, because we know the Big Ten has a bunch of talent, especially, you know, with these top-end schools, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. Who are a couple guys that you could see going early in next year's draft?
So I'm not sure the Cowboys need them, Marcus, but on the wide receiver position for those Ohio State Buckeyes, there is a plentiful resource of really, really talented weapons that Ryan Day has in Columbus. A guy like Chris Olave, who surprised a lot of Big Ten fans by coming back for another year to Ohio State. His teammate and Garrett Wilson, I expect them to be two of the best receivers, not only in the Big Ten Conference, but really all the country. You could throw in a guy like David Bell out of Purdue as well. Mohamed Ibrahim, one of the most talented running backs, the 2020 Big Ten Running Back of the Year, is back from Minnesota. On the defensive side of the ball, really could be anybody as you look across a big spectrum. One of the names that I will highlight and am most excited for this upcoming year is Michigan's edge rusher and Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, there
he
you
paired
go.
Very well.
That's the name I was excited. There 6'6", 270. Just a massive, massive defensive lineman.
And he was a great compliment to Quiddy Pay last year. And a lot of the production that Quiddy Pay got in Don Brown's offense last year came because Aiden Hutchinson was really doing some of the nitty gritty on the other side, not to take away from anything that Quiddy Pay did. And obviously there's a reason he was the 21st overall pick to the Indianapolis Colts, but Aiden Hutchinson has that type of projection to the next level to be, if not the best edge rusher prospect in the 2022 NFL draft class, at least top three. So I would highlight Aiden Hutchinson on the defensive side of the ball. And then some of those wide receivers at Ohio State. I mean, they go 4, 5, maybe even 6 deep at that wide receiver position in Columbus, and they are going to be chock full of highlights in the 2021 season, excuse me.
And it's worth mentioning wide receivers for the Cowboys, because Michael Gallup is playing on the last year of his rookie contract. Amari Cooper has no guaranteed money after the 2021 season. I don't necessarily know if the Cowboys are going to spend a first round pick on a receiver, but second, third round, I think that makes a lot of sense. So Ohio State, a lot of interesting options. Chris Olave, I'm not sure if he's a first-round pick. I know some people think that he might have been this year, just kind of average size, average speed, but somebody I really, really like inside the top 50.
Yeah, I think Chris Olave could be one of those type of receivers that at the next level, you're right, maybe a day two type of talent, but a guy that will just know how to play on the football field to find those open spots in whatever coverage he's going up against, and really can be a deep threat that takes the top off of defense despite not having that top range speed. I also must say, I tell this story anytime I can about Micah Parsons. I used to work in Omaha, Nebraska, and the Nebraska football program used to do this thing called Friday Night Lights, that in early portion of June, they would have fans in for a camp pretty much to have some of the best high school prospects in all the country attend these camps. And it was a way for them to recruit, obviously. And Micah Parsons, when he was being recruited by Nebraska in 2017, came to one of these camps, knew exactly what he was doing, and Nebraska does it, throw the bones. It's one of the signs of their black shirts on defense. And at the end of the camp, he's standing next to then head coach Mike Riley for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, turns to the 6,500 fans on a Friday night in June inside Memorial Stadium and threw up the bones. And I swear to you, Marcus, it was like Nebraska just won the Big Ten. It was that loud of a reaction. It was incredible. So Micah definitely knows how to warm up to a fan base. Love I think it. He'll do that in Dallas for sure.
I think Cowboy fans are really excited. For the fans that are skeptical about the pick, myself included, I think that first time where he just comes downhill, makes a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, you're going to get pretty fired up.
Look at us, man. It's like the Paul Rudd gift right now. A Dallas Cowboys reporter, a Big Ten person that follows the conference as well, getting able to talk some 2021 NFL draft and some football as well. Marcus Mosier, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Cowboys, along with Landon McCool. If you are a Cowboys sympathizer, if you want to hear more about how these Big Ten prospects translate to the next level for the Cowboys organization, Marcus and Landon do an incredible job. So Marcus, thank you very much for your time. It was a great time having you on the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
Absolutely, Ben. Let's hope we can do this again next year.
So many thanks again to my guest, Marcus Mosier, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Cowboys. They have a great, great podcast. And Marcus, one of the best NFL minds you will find across the Locked On Podcast Network. Many thanks to him for coming on today's episode and breaking down how the Big Ten players are now projecting to play in that Cowboys rotation for the 2021 NFL season and beyond for hopefully long and successful runs in their National Football League careers. So that was some Big Ten focus from the NFL draft. We continue that on tomorrow and Friday. Possibly tomorrow is a day of the week known as Thursday. We haven't done a two for Thursday in a long time. Maybe we'll get some of that reaction from the NFL as we look back at the draft on a two for Thursday. But today on the Locked On Today podcast, you can find out who is the best superhero in the NBA. That's an interesting question. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Best superhero in the NBA? Tons of superheroes out of the Big Ten Conference that were just selected in the 2021 NFL Draft. The best talent from the best conference in the Big Ten. We continue our look back at the NFL Draft and our look around the NFL tomorrow on possibly a two for Thursday. But until we get to tomorrow, have a wonderful Cinco de Mayo and have a splendid Wednesday. Thank you.